Amen. Book of Habakkuk, if you have your Bibles, the book of Habakkuk. Amen. One of the last few books in the Old Testament. Amen. And hallelujah. Chapter number 3, last chapter of that book. Amen. Praise the Lord. Habakkuk, chapter number 3. Let's start at verse number 17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail. And the fields shall yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. That's a bad day, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
Amen. Verse number 18, where I'm going to preach from today. Yet I will rejoice.
Yes, Lord.
In the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I will joy in the God of my salvation.
Hallelujah. Yes.
The Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places.
Right.
To the chief singer of my stringed instruments. Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the word of the Lord. If the Lord would help us, I'm just going to bring that right out of that verse number 18. No fancy title. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Amen. I tell you, church, I don't care how bad life gets. I don't care what the worst of the worst circumstances might happen. Yet I will rejoice.
Yes.
In the Lord. Hallelujah.
Blessing.
Amen. 102, listen to this. I come across this, really touched me. 102 Puritans sailed from England to America in 1620. That's a long time ago, wasn't it?
Right.
Yes.
102 Puritans. We call those Puritans the Pilgrims. And of those 102, 56 died due to starvation, disease, the cold winter. Amen. And in 1621, 46 pilgrims and 91 Indians met to give thanks for a bountiful harvest and for the preservation of lives that God had granted them.
Yeah.
Those 46 pilgrims that were left out of 102, they could have hung their harps upon the willow tree, if you will. They could have just griped and complained, but you know what they did? They gave thanks for what God had did. Hallelujah. Amen. These pilgrims had every reason to be depressed and discouraged, but they were thankful in spite of hardship. Hallelujah. This is the kind of thankfulness that we see right here in this third chapter of the book of Habakkuk. Amen. Habakkuk, listen to this, was written against the backdrop of apostasy and judgment and hardship. What hard times that it was. The book was written during the time when Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, led the people into idolatry and away from the Lord because of their sin. God is preparing to judge this nation. Amen. But the prophet Habakkuk was having trouble understanding why God, amen, would judge the people in the manner that he was. And Habakkuk couldn't understand why God just didn't purge their sin and draw them back into himself. Amen. But Habakkuk is a lot like Job. He argues his case. Amen. Amen. But at the end, he realizes God is not to be worshipped because of temporal, materialistic, temporal, physical blessings. Amen. And Habakkuk came to this final conclusion. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. In the midst of hardships, in the midst of everything going south, in the midst of life being turned upside down, he came to this great conclusion that we must come to today. Amen. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy, amen, in the God of my salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't always do this, but I got three quick points and I'll be out of the way. Amen. The number one that I'd like to bring to us today, amen, that we must understand, and we need to understand, we need to know that God is sovereign. Amen.
Right.
Did you hear me here today? God is sovereign. What does that mean? Amen. God is in control of everything.
Right.
Yes. Right. Hallelujah. Now, I thank God. I'm with Brother Tommy, amen. You can read the headlines again for a while. And I thank God Trump's back in there, but Trump's not sovereign.
That's right.
Amen. He's just a mortal man. Somebody said it very well. He's an adulterous man with multiple wives and probably not the greatest of hearts, but God is using him in spite of all that. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. He's not the guy that's the one preaching from the pulpit, amen, in America, but he's the guy that's standing against the opposition of the enemy in our day. Hallelujah. Amen. The circumstances of life can change in the blink of an eye. Consider Job. Amen. I want you to look at Job. In just a blink of an eye, his world was wrecked upside down. Amen. Ah, yes. What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? In the blink of an eye. What about the disciples on the Sea of Galilee? Just in a matter of moments, the waves became boisterous and things turned upside down in their life. What about old Daniel? He went from praying to being in the lion's den. Life can change very quick, but thank God we're serving a God that doesn't change. Life might change, circumstances might change, hardships and troubles might come our way, but thank God Malachi said, "For I am the Lord, and I change not." Aren't you glad of that? Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed because he doesn't change. Glory to God, people might change. Amen. Companions might change. Churches might change. Governments might change. The laws change all the time. But I'm glad I serve a God that does not change. I'm glad I serve a God, amen, who's sovereign. And he's sitting high and he's looking low. And even though we don't understand, thank God I can still hang on to a God that does what's right. Did you hear me? He does what's right all the time. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus Christ, Hebrews 13:8 said, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Aren't you glad we're serving a God that's the same? Amen. And he doesn't change. James 1:17, every gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. You can depend on God. Hallelujah. Amen. I may not be able to rejoice in my situation, but I can rejoice in my sovereign God. Did you hear that? I might not be able to rejoice. In fact, he got to talking about everything that was falling apart. Amen. And Job got to plead this case. God, I can't find you in the front. I can't find you behind. I look to the left and I look to the right, and I cannot find God. But Job come to conclusion. Amen. But yet in my flesh, I'm going to serve God. Yet in my spirit, I can't understand him. I can't even find him. Amen. I don't even know where he is. I've looked everywhere and I can't find God. But in the midst of all of that, I trust you, Lord. And I know you're high. And I know you're looking low. And I come to tell us today, with a burden on my heart, you can trust a sovereign God. I said you can trust a God that knows everything. You can trust a God that cares. You can trust a God that loves. Thank God for a sovereign God. And yet, I will rejoice in the Lord.
Yes, God.
Oh, God, help me here.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. The word, amen, in verse 18 translates Yahweh. I got to look at this. Yahweh means a self-existent, eternal, changeless God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Isn't that a mouthful? A self-existent, changeless, eternal God.
Right.
I've been studying and researching a lot on the Godhead lately. And I know I gave you a little excerpt on Colossians 1:16 there a week or two ago. But let me tell you something. Before there was a world, there was a God. Before the blackness of this earth was filled with light, God said, let there be light. Before all of that, there was God. Amen. Before there was a mob, there was a God. Before there was chaos, there was a God. Before anything, I got to look at that. Amen. Darkness is something before. It wasn't until Genesis 1 and 2. Amen. That after God created the heaven and the earth, the Bible said there was darkness. There wasn't darkness until He created. God has been since before there was even darkness. Because you can measure darkness. Amen. Before darkness, He was there before there was matter. Because you can measure matter. He was there before we know time as we know it today. Because you can matter time. God was from Eos. Amen. To eternity. He was there when there was nothing, and He'll be there when there's nothing. Amen. I come to tell us we can depend on the God that operates and specializes in nothing. Amen. Aren't you glad that this sovereign God can be trusted? This sovereign God can be depended on. Even if you can't trace Him, you can't find Him, I tell you what you better do. You better trust Him. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Oh God.
Woo.
For my thoughts, He said, I want you to listen to this.
Have your way.
Amen. Isaiah 58. Anyone will make sure I'm preaching to you the truth here. Isaiah 58, starting at verse number 8. Amen. Amen. We might not always understand what God's doing because His ways are not our ways. For He said in Isaiah, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Even when we can't understand God, we can still trust Him. Amen. Brother George and me and Brother George and Chuffy and Daniel and Earl got together and do a little project out here, maybe. Amen. And somebody said, how are we going to do this? I'm sure Brother George would have a way to do it. I'm sure Steffi would have a way to do it. I'm sure Daniel said, well, here's the way I think we ought to do it. And then Brother Earl said, well, here's the way I think. And then I'd say, well, I think we're doing this. And what I'm saying is, you get five people together, nobody can't agree on the right way and the right avenue. Amen. So we think we can figure God out, and we can't even figure each other out. Have you ever seen somebody do the craziest things, and you knew they knew better? Amen. What were they thinking? You can't even figure man out. And you think you can figure God out? Oh, God. Woo! I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost here. Amen. God said, my ways are higher than the heavens. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Quit trying to figure God out. It'll drive you crazy. It'll keep you up in the midnight hours. You can't figure Him out. You can't put your finger and trace where He is. I tell you what you better do. You better be like Job. I looked all around me. I can't find Him. Yet, I'm going to trust Him. I can't spot Him. I can't figure Him out. I can't understand Him. But one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to lay my hands in His hand. I'm going to lay my life, rather, in the hands of God and depend and trust God.
Yes.
We may not always understand God,
glory,
and God's plan, but we can trust Him that He has the best plan.
That's right.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
For I know the thoughts, He said, that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, Jeremiah said.
Yeah.
Romans 8:28, the very famous scripture we can all quote. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. I'm preaching a little bit tonight about, I'm going to going to rejoice in the Lord.
Yes.
No matter how things may appear, God is still in control. God still knows best, and He always does what is right. If I can believe this, amen, then 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 tells us this: rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Becomes a possibility in my life. I can rejoice when I don't understand. I told you before about Matthew Henry. I was reading in one of these writings one time. I think he was 75 years old when he got robbed for the first time. He had never been robbed, and some evil men come along and they robbed him. And he wrote in his diary 10 reasons why I thank God I was robbed. I wish I could remember them all. I wish I could go back and even find it. Amen. But I remember some of them. He said, number one, amen, I thank God this is the first time in my life I've ever been robbed in 75 years. He went on down the list. I thank God they robbed my possessions, but they didn't rob my life. And he went on down there. They could take everything in life that I had. They took it. Amen. But I thank you, Lord, that I still have you. Even in the worst of the worst, you can look up and say, I thank God. Rejoice evermore. I don't understand, but I'm going to thank you. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to praise. I'm going to lift up your name, because you're a sovereign God and you care and you understand. Amen. God understands.
Yes.
Holy.
Woo.
Yes, God.
Is that all right?
Come
on. Amen. God is always and will always be sovereign.
Yeah.
Therefore, we can rejoice in the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. There's not an atomic bomb that can blow him up.
Nobody.
Woo.
Come on.
Man, America, somebody said something. You know, they're like, all these left-wingers, we're scared to death of them, and they're scared to death of us.
Yeah.
They're scared to death Trump's the last president that's ever going to be elected. They're scared to death that Trump's going to get in there and change the laws. And somebody said, do you think all that's going to happen? I said, no, I don't. They said, why? I said, because this is still America. There's still enough rednecks out there with guns. Amen? This is still America. Thank God. I know America's got its faults, and I know America's got its problems, but you know America's still America, and we still got a right to say what we think, and we still got a right to get on the streets and boycott. Do that in Russia and see where it gets you. Do that in China and see where it gets you. This is still America. We go down the courthouse when they put old Kim, what's her name, Kim Davis, that clerk down in Kentucky. We seen her the other day. You know, she's still in court. We was down in Huntington at a restaurant, and there she was, and she talked to us, and we talked to her, and she is with a team of lawyers. And they said, what are you doing? She said, I'm up here fighting in the government court up here in the federal court in Huntington. I'm still fighting, amen, because she stood up and said they can get married if they want, but I'll not sign it. It's against what I believe, and we're still fighting. Amen. 2, 3, 4 years later, amen, it's still America. We still got a right to voice what we believe in. Hey, I come to tell us, amen, amen, even though everything is in a whirlwind and everything might be spinning out of control, I come to tell us you can depend on God. All right, number one, amen, we need to understand the sovereignty of God. And secondly, we need to understand, and I know this is simple, but we need to understand the salvation of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Circumstances might get bad in life, but circumstances can never affect my salvation with God.
That's right.
Did you hear me? Yeah. Amen. Our salvation don't depend on circumstance. Salvation rests solely on the grace and the power of God. I'm not saved because my life is going good. I'm saved because I asked him to save me, and he washed me with red blood and took my old black sins and throw them in the deep blue sea of forgetfulness, never be remembered again, and made me white as snow. I know that's hard to understand, but thank God I'm not saved because things and circumstances are right. I'm saved because of Him. I said I'm saved because of the blood of Jesus Christ. I said I'm saved because by His stripes, amen, He took my punishment and He took my sin, and I'm saved, amen, not because anything I've done, but everything that He has done. Yes. Woo. Did you hear that?
Hallelujah.
Woo. So, let's get this squared away before I move on here. I don't want to confuse you. So we believe holiness. I believe holiness all my heart. But the Sadducee and the Pharisee did too. And they weren't no more saved. They didn't have no more power. God could knock a fuzz off a peach. Amen. But you know what happened? Amen. They just lived by the letter of the law. And they thought it could get them to heaven. You can live by the letter of the law. Amen. And forget the grace of the blood covenant and still be lost. You don't live right to obtain heaven. You live right because you're saved and you love Jesus. That's why you live right. Hallelujah. And that's why you live a holy life. That's why we live above sin. That's why we try to get sanctified like a priest the other night and then go on through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I don't do those things trying to obtain heaven. I do those things because I'm saved and I love the Lord and He washed my sin. Amen. Free. Thank God. I do those things because I love the Lord. If you live life trying to obtain something by how good you live, you're liable to fall short.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know if I'm going to get through this.
Hello. Praise God.
Oh, God.
Bless Him, Lord.
Life is uncertain at best. One phone call, one doctor's visit can change everything.
Yes.
Amen. This reminds me that this world is not my home.
That's right. Thank God.
The Lord is coming to rescue and to deliver His children one day. Circumstances may get bad, but I told you this world is not our home.
Right.
Amen. For our conversation is in heaven. Philippians 3:20 said, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. For our conversation is in heaven. Glory to God. Blessed be the God, amen, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope, amen, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's what I have. I have a lively hope, amen, thank God, of the resurrection from the dead. They hung Him on a cross and they cried, "It is finished," but He got up. Aren't you glad of that? And because He got up, so can you and me. I said, so can, amen, you and I. There's an old fellow one time, and I don't want to call any names, amen, to make anybody upset, but I preach in a bodily resurrection. I believe in a bodily resurrection, brother. I believe with all my heart. I believe the Word of God teaches that one of these days, even if you're dead and this old body's in the ground, Brother Earl, amen, our loved ones that's went on before us, when He comes riding on the clouds of glory and He resurrects the church, I believe just prior to the 7-year tribulation period, amen, just before all that happens, amen, He's going to come, Brother Tom. The moment you die, your spirit goes to be with the Lord. That's very, everybody ought to understand that. When the thief on the cross, amen, when he died, and Jesus was there right beside of him, Jesus said, "This day shalt thou be with me in paradise." Now, his body didn't resurrect just then, but his spirit went on to be with the Lord. Our loved ones, they're not just floating around somewhere in time and eternity. They're in the very presence of an almighty God. But one of these days, when he comes back, you know what's going to happen? He's going to quicken these old mortal bodies. And the Bible said in a moment,
in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. He's going to resurrect. He's going to call. And they're going to get up. One old brother told me one time, I don't believe we're going to need this body. And I'm not being mean. It doesn't really matter what you believe. The Word of God said, this body's getting up. And the body is going to reunite with our spirit. Hallelujah. And you talk about homecoming. You talk about great getting up morning. Great God, I come to tell us in this house today, you can depend on a sovereign Savior. You can depend upon the salvation of the Savior. He's going to take care of his own.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
If I ain't got to give this yet, I got some more. Hang on.
Come on.
And I will give unto them, John said, 10:28. And I will give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish.
Right.
Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Let me tell you something. I don't believe in eternal security the way that others do, but I believe in eternal security. Amen. As long as you're in the hand of God, and as long as you want to be saved, there ain't no devil in hell can get you out. Amen. There ain't no person in this life can talk you out of it or make you mad enough. If I'm in his hand, he said, nobody can put me out of the master's hand. I come to tell you, if you're saved, amen, you're secure. And if you're saved, there ain't no devil, there ain't no enemy, there ain't no trouble, there ain't no trial, there ain't no heartache that can pull you out of the hand of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That ain't enough. Hang on. We got some more here.
Right.
Let your conversation, Hebrews 13:5 said, be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I'll never leave thee and I'll never forsake thee. Friends might close the door on you. Family might close the door and walk away. But I thank God I got a friend if I'm saved. Amen. They'll never walk out on me. He'll never shut the door in my face. Thank God I'm saved. And I know that I am.
Yes, yes. Praise God.
God's children are saved. This means if you're saved, Bill Houston used to say this. If you're saved, then you're saved as saved can get.
That's right. Sir.
Woo! Shut up in, Brother Tommy. I worked for the nickel plant up there.
Yeah.
Now, I don't care. Brother Tommy worked 40-some years.
42.
Somebody worked 20-some years. Brother Tommy worked more years, but he wasn't any more of an employee of nickel plant than Seppy was.
Right.
He got more years. He got more time. He probably has a little more seniority, but he wasn't no more of an employee than Seppy was.
Amen. Yes.
How's that? Amen. I got some good news for you here today. If you're a child of God, you just got saved yesterday. Amen. I'm a child of God, been saved since I was 13. What is that? About 26 or 27 years. Amen. But Tommy been saved.
50 years.
50 years. If you got saved yesterday and you're a child of God one day into it, amen, Brother Tommy, 50 years into it, ain't no more saved than you are. If you're saved, you're saved. Hey, I come to tell us, isn't that something? Isn't that the glory of God? Isn't that the grace of God? I come to tell us, if you're saved, you're a child of God. You can't get any more saved than saved.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Yes, God.
I got to move on here. We may lose everything, just like Job. Amen. Job and his hedge had a hedge about it. We belong to God.
That's right.
Amen. And Isaiah said, 49, I got to read this and move on here. Isaiah said, but Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Isaiah 49:14. But he said, can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Amen. Jesus. And I ain't trying to be funny here. Amen. But Michelle's a sleeper. She really is. And she, I tell you, I can't get her up half the time. I've never seen somebody can listen to an alarm clock right beside their head. And just keep on sleeping. But you know them most struggling babies? As soon as she hears one cry, she's up. Amen. As soon as she hears that baby cry, she's out of that bed. Glory to God. And God said, that suckling mother, amen, might forget that baby. Listen here. Why did he say that? Because that's the greatest love that God knew to compare to. That mom that just had that baby, and that baby's a crying. It's hungry and it wants to be fed. He said, that mom will forget that baby before I forget you. I said, go ahead. Woo! Hey! That ought to make a Presbyterian kick the back out of his choir robe and shout a little bit. God, he ain't going to forget us. He ain't going to forget who you are. He ain't going to forget where you are. I come to tell us the mother will forget the suckling child before God forgets about you. Amen.
Woo!
There you go.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He said, behold, I got to finish it out. Verse 16. Behold, I have graven you upon the palm of my hand.
Yes, go.
Yeah.
Thy walls are continually before me. God said, I can't forget about you because every time I look at my hand, I see you.
That's it.
I'm done. And lastly, we need to understand about the sovereignty of God. We need to understand about the salvation of God. And I hear I ain't going to have time to preach all this out. We must understand about the strength of God.
Right.
This word strength in verse 19 refers to ability. Our strength does not rely solely upon us, but our strength relies solely upon an eternal, upon a sovereign, amen, upon an everlasting God.
Right.
Amen. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And if God is my strength, I come to tell you, you don't have to be afraid.
Right.
Woo! Isaiah, I got a lot of scriptures today. Isaiah 40 and 31 said, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? We got to wait on Him. Don't get ahead of God. You know, a lot of times we outrun God. A lot of times we don't feel like we need God. A lot of times we do it on our own. But He said, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? They shall renew their strength. Your strength's going to come from God. Your strength ain't going to come from you. Benny Hinn can tell it all he wants. You don't have an inner Jesus in you. You don't have inner strength inside of you. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength from Him. Amen. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I come to tell us here today, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who what strengthens me.
Yes.
You need to know about His strength.
Hallelujah.
Not your strength.
Hallelujah.
My strength is rather feeble. My strength is rather fickle.
Yeah.
My strength is up and down, but His strength is steadfast.
Amen.
Woo! My God,
yes.
With the Holy Ghost here today.
Woo! Holy God.
When we're unable to stand, God strengthens us. Did you hear me? When we can't go on, God helps us to go on.
Yes, He does.
Yes.
Praise God.
When we're in the deep valley, our Lord leads us to higher ground.
Thank you, Lord.
This verse in my key verse here, in my text verse, Habakkuk 3 and 19, he mentions hind feet.
Yep.
Verse 19 speaks of grace and agility and the swiftness. You take a ram or a goat. We've all seen pictures or little clips of them animals. They'll climb up on the side of a rock cliff.
Yep.
I've often wondered that, and I preached a message years ago. I didn't have time to look it up, but it would have been a good, and this wasn't the main part of my message, but them hind feet, Brother George, the reason why a mule, it can take you down in the Grand Canyon on that little narrow pass, The reason why a deer and a ram and a goat can climb up in the middle of nowhere because their hind feet steps in the same place the front feet does.
Yeah.
When their eyes see where they're stepping their front feet, but when they move the back feet, their back foot step, their hind feet step in the same place the front foot stepped in.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to give you strength, and I'm going to, amen. Hallelujah. Woo. And the Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hind feet. Hallelujah. He's going to make me sure-footed, and I'll not fall because I'm walking in His strength. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Habakkuk is telling us God enables him to rise above the circumstances, and God gives him the strength to stand above the battle and to enjoy our liberty. Amen. In Him.
Right.
God turns my doubts into shouts.
Yes, Lord.
And He gives me peace in the midst of my problems. This is what God did for Job. Then Job arose, and he rent his mantle, and he shaved his head, and he fell down upon the ground, and he worshipped, and he said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord give, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. This is what God did for Paul. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient, Paul, for my strength, amen, is made, hallelujah, perfect in weakness. Paul asked God to take the thorn out of the flesh. But God said, oh, you don't need the thorn. You need my strength. My strength is sufficient for you.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Somebody help me up here. I'm done.
Thank you, Lord.
This is what He can do for you. God enables His children to have strength in Him.
Yes, He does.
Have you ever been to the place where you felt no strength? Where you felt no joy?
Thank you, Lord.
Where you felt no sunshine coming through the cloud?
Come on.
And we say to ourselves, I can't make it. You can't.
Yes, you can't. God.
But if you rely upon God's strength and not your strength, you'll be able to make it.
That's right. Right.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I've had a lot of scriptures. I don't always do this. This enriched the word here today. Isaiah 12:1. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away. And thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation.
Yes.
And I will trust and not be afraid.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength. He's my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation.
Yes.
Woo! I mean, over and over. Exodus 15:2. The Lord is my strength.
Right.
And song. And He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare Him a habitation. My Father, and I will exalt Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Woo. Aren't you glad He's a sovereign God?
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Aren't you glad He's a God who gives salvation? And aren't you glad He's a God that gives strength and you can stand when you don't know how you can, because He's going to make my feet like hind's feet.
Thank God.
Stay with me in this house. I'm done.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
I preached the best I knew how here. I really wanted to help somebody. I want to help somebody. Let's pray here. Heavenly Father.
Oh, God.
I felt this get on me. Lord, I felt this get on me, and I tried my best to get it off me the way You give it to me.
Yes.
And I sure pray, Lord, somebody get help here today. Lord, I sure hope somebody understands that You can be trusted and You can be depended upon. Amen. Even when we can't trace You,
Jesus.
Even, Lord, when we can't find You, we can trust You, Lord.
Yes,
here today. Lord, let it get a hold of somebody's heart. While she's playing here, would somebody like to get in His altar here tonight, today, and say, Lord, I'm going to trust You. I'm going to lean on You, God. My strength is weak. But in my weakness, I can become strong. So you go to brothers, come pray for this brother right here. He's seeking the Lord here. Amen. Lord God, come on, come on, come on. Amen. Watch it by. find you a place here and ask God to help you. Won't you find you a place here and say, God, can I really trust you? Why don't you find out for yourself? He can really trust you. Come on. Come on, church, let's pray. Let's dig in here. Let's give God our all today.
Give me a Lord. Yeah.